Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Remodeling for Mashiach, and it's geared to help us cope with the difficulties that we're all facing. So many people nowadays feel short-tempered or nervous or worn out or all three. In Israel, it's the ongoing trauma of a war for our survival, hostages still in Gaza, and tens of thousands of homeless Israelis both on our northern and southern borders. Outside of Israel, it's the lurking threat of anti-Semitism and the hate, both on city sidewalks and on college campuses. The daily news eats away at people's nerves. So if you feel like that, don't be down on yourself, because it's natural, and even mention the Gemara, and I'll show you exactly where. The Gemara in Tractate Yevamos, page 63a, says that anyone who is involved with building or remodeling gets worn down, either financially, emotionally, or physically. Right after, the Gemara gives advice about how to find the right wife. And it then tells us that any troubles going on in the world are really for the benefit of the Jewish people. It looks like an illogical, fragmented collage of a Gemara, but what does one thing have to do with another? Well, before the current Gaza war, I never understood that Gemara. It seemed cryptic, but not anymore. In light of current events, it all becomes clear. The Gemara is teaching us an amazing lesson. Before anything holy and joyous, there's chaos, both physical and emotional. We're taken out of our comfort zone in order to accustom ourselves to a new and better reality. By the way, holiness and joy go together. You can't have one without the other. So here's how to understand the weird feelings of impatience and short-temperedness and the lack of inner peace that many of us feel right now. Think back when you ever did some remodeling in your home or apartment. Maybe it was something small like painting a room or drilling a few holes in the wall. Even then, you had noise and dust and a mess to clean up. But what about when you remodel a bathroom or a kitchen or built a whole new room? Think of the days and weeks when your house was full of dust, you had no electricity or water, and maybe not even a toilet. Remember how remodeling took you way out of your comfort zone. Do you remember the frantic calls you made to the handymen when they didn't show up for a day or two? And when you moved, think of the chaos, the packing, the movers, the unpacking, and all the hassle involved. But think how you got settled into your new home, and once everything was cleaned up, the dust settled, and you felt great in your brand new kitchen or bathroom or new home with modern fixtures and enhanced convenience. Well, the unnerving chaos was part of the price he had to pay. That's the spiritual law that the Gemara is teaching us. Well, let's go a step further. Whoever made a shidduch or picked a partner for marriage without tons of turmoil, indecision, and tension, both inside and out? There's no such thing as a bed of roses from the transition of becoming single to becoming married. Sure, the wedding is a joyous celebration, but virtually everyone is worn out completely by the time they make it to the chuppah. Both our energy and our pockets are drained. That explains why the Gemara juxtaposes building and remodeling to getting married. They're really the same thing. By getting married, a person is both building and remodeling his or her life, and it's not a life of licking chocolate ice cream. Well, we can't have joy without paying a price first. Shabbat is just like a marriage. Have you ever seen a family enter Shabbat without tension, mad rushes, and chaos on the way? As much as we try, there's always something. The reason is that Shabbat is the wedding day between Hashem and the Jewish people. That's why we refer to the Shabbat as the Kala, Shabbat Kala, the Sabbath bride. Before we can enter enhanced joy and holiness of a Shabbat or Yom Tov, we're taken out of our comfort zones. We all felt that in Pesach preparations. Now we can understand what's going on inside of us, and we can stop persecuting ourselves because we don't feel our usual normal, calm, and collected selves. Hashem is remodeling the world and the Jewish people. He's preparing us for Geula and Mashiach, what the Gemara calls in Sanhedrin 97a, a day that is exclusively Shabbat. We'll soon experience an existence on a much higher spiritual plane, and a beautiful one is at that. Just as remodeling a house or apartment, one has to tear down walls and rip out fixtures, Hashem is doing the same thing. He's tearing down the old walls of material-oriented thinking in a world without emunah. Instead of a jackhammer, Hashem's using the Gaza war and global anti-Semitism. Sure, Hashem is ripping things up. We're now in a situation where we see chaos and destruction, and we don't yet see the beautiful world on the way. But this is a law of creation. Before the joy of childbirth comes the agony of labor. Before a seed germinates and grows into a beautiful plant, it rots in the ground. Do you know any mother who wants the clock turned back and doesn't want her baby because she had to suffer on the way? Do you know anyone with a remodeled kitchen who's willing to go back to the old one? Even the Torah tells us in the beginning, tohu vavohu, there was chaos and nothingness, and all that preceded creation. Well, if you don't believe me that Mashiach is imminent, I'll open up another Gemara. This time we'll examine the last page of Tractate Sota 49b. If I would have told you 5 years ago that villages all across the northern Galilee would be destroyed, and the residents of our Gaza area towns and villages would be homeless and wandering from place to place, you'd think I was crazy. But that's exactly the stark reality today. The Gemara says that it's the final preparation for Mashiach. Well, despite the chaos, Hashem is showing us that He is with us. The miracles of the April 14, 2024 missile attack from Iran were just as magnificent as the splitting of the Red Sea. Over 360 ballistic missiles struck Israel without a single fatality and only one injury. Hashem defies both nature and statistics. Well, at any rate, if you don't feel your physical or emotional best, be patient with yourself. Don't add self-persecution to the list of objective problems that you always have to deal with. Hashem is not only remodeling the world, but He's remodeling each one of us to prepare us for a new and remodeled world. That's the very same Gemara that in Yevamos 63a that we mentioned, and that's what it's talking about. How building and getting married wear us down. That's remodeling. It wears us down. And then it says that all the troubles that are going on in the world are the benefit of Israel. Now it all fits together. See, the trouble that's all around us and in our midst is designed to take us a big spiritual rung higher. Sure, it's outside of our current comfort zone, but once we see our remodeled world with Mashiach and the full redemption of the holy people, full redemption of our people, together with the ingathering of the exiles and the rebuilding of our whole temple, we'll understand how and why Hashem's remodeling job was so stressful. It'll all be worth it, I promise you. In the meanwhile, we have to hold on with strength and emunah and the belief and knowledge that a world of enhanced joy, holiness, and beauty awaits us soon. Amen. God bless.